This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Before we begin, I wanted to do a little shout-out to Podcorn for sponsoring this episode. Podcorn is a marketplace connecting podcasters to amazing podcast sponsorship opportunities such as host-read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. With Podcorn, there is no middleman. Podcasters of all sizes can browse and choose opportunities right on the platform, set their own rates, and collaborate with brands directly without any exclusivities. You never give up any rights to your podcast, and Podcorn is here to support you at every step and ensure you're protected and compensated for the work that you do for brands. For any podcasters out there, I tried Podcorn myself and the experience has been wonderful. You just sign up, look for opportunities and submit your proposals. Everything else is taken care of by the Podcorn platform. Visit podcorn.com, link in the show notes. Many thanks to Podcorn for sponsoring this episode. Welcome to episode 13 of my podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenaerts and I've been developing software for 18 years and developing iOS apps for 9 years. And I'm also running the Dutch CoCats for over 7 years. If you are an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences and events you might not have heard about otherwise. In this episode, I'm going to talk about creating multiple scenes in a Swift UI app. Create a dynamic onboarding UI in Swift. How to select images using PH Picker View Controller with Swift UI. Supplementary views with compositional layout and diffable data sources. Solving modularized iOS project challenges by adopting project generation. Text field in Swift UI. Dani's Monday morning tweet. Some awesome plans that I will announce more on next week. And coaching for free. This week I'm going to do the first recording with Sam. So you can expect an introduction next week and the first bits of coaching between him and me. So let's get started. Michael Collins has a nice write-up on creating multiple scenes in the Swift UI app. Up until iOS 14, iOS developers needed to implement their own application delegates and scene delegates in iOS 13. With iOS 14, Swift UI gained its own application model and is on its way to manage scenes. While the Swift UI support for multiple scenes work for about 80% of the scenarios, there is sometimes a need to handle something in the remaining 20%. And fortunately, Apple developers left us with a hole to extend the Swift UI application model. In this post, Michael will show you how to use iOS 14 and Swift UI to create iPad applications that support multiple scenes. Benoit Pasqueur has written an article on how to create a dynamic onboarding UI in Swift. When creating new features, it's important to think about how our users will use it. Most of the time, the UI is straightforward enough. However, sometimes you will want to give some guidance to highlight a button or a switch with a message attached. In his article, Benoit will create a reusable and adaptable overlay in Swift to help onboard mobile users for any of your new features. Following along with Benoit's article allows you to create a reusable onboarding UI for your application. Christoph Grimberg has a write-up on how you can use PH Picker View Controller in Swift UI. PH Picker View Controller is a view controller that gives you a way for your app to allow users to pick assets from their photo library. One of the niceties about using the PH Picker View Controller is that you do not need to worry about adding information to access your user's photo library in the info.plist file. Users can decide on a case-by-case basis to allow access to either all of their photo library or a small selection of particular photos. For you as an app developer, this alleviates a lot of privacy concerns and you don't have to create your own picking view to actually select the photos. Filip Nemecek continues on his journey of discovery into compositional layout. This time, he is throwing diffable data sources into the mix. With diffable data sources and compositional layout, you can easily add supplementary views. In this article, Filip will show you how to first define supplementary views, as they are called in the official jargon, and then how to tell the diffable data source how to configure them. And in this article, Philip shows you how. And again, Philip, thank you for being a supporter of my podcast. Daniel Jankowski writes an article on how you can do modularizing iOS projects by using a tool called Twowiz.io. In his article, they describe the challenges that they have been facing at VP. They have a number of teams that have a feature-based focus, and this also reflects in their codebase now. They're using Twowiz.io to generate their Xcode projects, but it also provides them with a lot of other benefits. Daniel describes these benefits and how their journey has been to getting to this point. I highly recommend reading this article because I've been using Twowiz.io on my own project as well, and it's been great. Sarun created a nice write-up on what a text field in SwiftUI actually is. Some of the things that he describes in his article is how you can do data binding on a text field, how you can read text from a text field, how you can write text to a text field, how you can respond to changes on a text field, and how you can format the contents of a text field. You should have a look at this article if you're getting started with SwiftUI and you want to know a bit more about text fields and its details. Now let's continue with Donny's Monday morning tweet. Pavel Made mentions that today is presentation day and they will be working on a new beta. If everything is fine after the presentation, they will be releasing a new app update to the App Store. Filip Nemeček hopes to further expand his series on compositional layout. Josh Holtz is actually launching another RSS. He's considering Wednesday to be launch day. Lorenzo has revised his resume for a future iOS developer job. And he has also almost read half of the combined book by Donny. Daniel is working on a new blog post to help iOS developers understand how they can use accessibility traits to improve the accessibility of your apps. Vikesh is doing some nice stuff with sustainability in food products and AR. Marcel is shipping an update this week and he's adding a Spanish translation to Hitchit's app. Eugene is going to continue to work on his free course. And it's also the beginning of a new sprint, so he still has to figure out how to implement a new feature in the new codebase. Ketan is making nice progress on his GitHub widget app. He's still trying to come up with a name for it. Michaela is starting her new job today. And Jeff is back to school. I also have some big plans for this week. I'm working with a book author to actually create a training course for iOS developers. So more on this next week, because I hope to be able to talk more about this in my next episode and also have some place for you to sign up for this paid training course. I also have some great stuff for my coaching for free section. If everything works out, I think I finally have found a format that would work for me and you as a listener. Sam strives to become a great iOS software developer, and for that reason I offered my help. We also agreed that we would record parts of our coaching sessions so that people who are trying to follow the same path as Sam have an opportunity to listen in and actually do the same thing. This week I'm going to do the first recording with Sam. So you can expect an introduction next week and the first bits of coaching between him and me. So join us for our journey. And I think that wraps it up for this week. If you have any feedback, please DM me on AppForce1 on Twitter or send me a message through SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/AppForce1. Talk to you next week. And as you can tell, I'm really excited about the stuff that I've got planned for 2021. So I hope to tell you a lot more about that in a week from now. Please rate my podcast on Podchaser or on Apple Podcasts and share my podcast with your colleagues, friends and family. Talk to you next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer. All one word.